You're listening to the Sunday, Sunday, Sunday podcast brought to you by LifeTeen.com, a reflection on the upcoming Sunday Catholic Mass readings. And now your host, the Bible geek, Mark Hart.
It's summertime, which means it's ordinary time, but every week is different. The 15th Sunday of ordinary time is what we're going to be looking at today. Your first reading comes from Deuteronomy chapter 30, your psalm from Psalm 69, the second reading from Colossians chapter 1, and our gospel, we're sticking with St. Luke. It's St. Luke chapter 10. It's actually the gospel, the story of the Good Samaritan. If you've ever heard that term before, that's what we're dealing with. But don't go thinking that you don't have to read them just because you might know the story. Everybody has to read them. That's why we have Mass. You know, one of the things I love about Scripture is it never gets old. It never gets old, not just because it's been around for thousands of years, but because, quite frankly, God's Word can't get old. It's inexhaustible. So just because we read and read and read and pray and pray and pray, there's always something new. And it hit me when I was reading through and praying through these readings once again that I'm not nearly as in love with Jesus as I should be. And I don't know God nearly as well as I want to. There's a great line in this first reading. In Deuteronomy, we talked about this before, Deuteronomy is sort of Moses' going away speech. Deuteronomy means second law, and this is sort of where Moses sits up on the rock and he starts talking to the people and saying, hey, I'm near the end of my life here. Let me tell you a few things. And there's a line in the middle of this, and it is so beautiful. It says, for this command I enjoin on you today is not too mysterious and remote for you. This line, this command I give you from God today is not too mysterious. You know that old line, well, God works in mysterious ways. Yeah, God does work in mysterious ways. You never know the situation he's going to put before you. You never know the people he's going to put in front of you on a daily basis. And we never know sometimes in the middle of things, whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, we never know exactly how God is acting or exactly how God is moving. So we have to trust him, like we talked about last week. God does move in mysterious ways. But you know what? Sometimes God moves in really, really obvious ways. And that's what Moses is saying. Hey, this command I'm giving you today, it's not mysterious. It's not remote. It's pretty plain and simple. Choose life or death. Choose. He's basically saying, look, you have the choice to follow God or not to follow God. You have a choice to give him your heart and soul or not to. Okay? But choose. That's all you have to do. Isn't it really that easy? On a daily basis, every single choice that gets put before us, isn't it really a choice to do what's right or do what's wrong? Isn't it really a choice to grow closer to God, to do something that's going to help us draw closer to God or help us draw closer to ourselves? Isn't it? That's why I love this, when Moses just puts it so clearly and so plainly in black and white. Choose. In the second reading, St. Paul is saying kind of the same thing. He's saying, hey, Christ is the image of the invisible God. Okay, when you're looking for God, look for Jesus. Because in Jesus, all things are held together, he says. Okay, he's basically saying, this is how you are to live. And you're supposed to live like Jesus, okay, because he reconciled you. So basically, when you're trying to figure out what to do, choose Jesus. It really works pretty well. Moses is saying, choose God. St. Paul, a couple thousand years later, saying, choose Jesus. And then you get into the gospel. And the gospel, like I said, is the story of the Good Samaritan. And like I said a second ago, you never know what situations God's going to put in front of you. And all of a sudden, he has a man walking from Jerusalem to Jericho. Now, this might not mean a whole lot to you, because if you're not from back there and you don't really know where things are, you might not have any idea what this means. Jericho is about 15 miles away from Jerusalem. What we have to understand about Jerusalem is it's about 2,500 feet above sea level. And Jericho is over 1,000 feet below sea level. So what we're dealing with here is a really significant walk downhill from Jerusalem to Jericho. It spans about 15 miles, and it's a dangerous walk. If you're out there walking alone and you're walking by yourself, not with a group of people, back then you probably would have been mugged and you probably would have been beaten. And this guy was. He was mugged. And all of a sudden, people start walking by him. And it's a Samaritan who pretty much, Jews and Samaritans did not get along back then. It's a Samaritan who helps him. Now, you might hear a lot in the homily this coming Sunday. You might learn a lot from the footnotes in your Bible or other commentaries that will explain to you just how many things are going on in the gospel story, because it's a deep story and it needs some explanation. So you should read the footnotes. You should listen closely to the homily. You should read other commentaries. That's not the point of this podcast. What I want you to notice is one thing. At the very beginning of the gospel, when the scholar of the law stands up to test Jesus, the first thing he says to Jesus is, teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And that question is where he goes wrong, because he thought it was about what he did. And that's why Jesus explained to him the parable. See, because the Samaritan did do something in the parable. He did help the guy who was victimized. But his mercy that he showed the victim flowed from what he believed inside to be right. Because if he just paid attention to what was on the outside, he never would have helped him. See, his response to God and his response of mercy was based on his identity. Inside of himself, he knew what was right and wrong. Moses could speak with conviction in the first reading because inside he had an intimate relationship with God. He had been face to face with God. He had an intimate relationship, and he could speak with authority and say, you know what? Sometimes it is pretty obvious. St. Paul had a face-to-face experience of God, an intimate relationship with God, and he could speak and say, if you don't know what to do, choose Christ. And what I want to say to you today is this. You are not the victim who's being assaulted from other people. Yeah, sometimes you're going to go through hard times. People are going to be really hard on you. You're not the victim in the Good Samaritan story. You are one of the people passing by. Christ is in front of you every moment of the day in other people. Christ is putting situations in front of you where people need mercy and they need his love. And you have a choice to walk by or to offer yourself. Your identity is not about who you are on the outside. Your identity is a direct byproduct of how intimate a relationship you have with God and with Christ Jesus, and how intimately you let the Holy Spirit move through you and work through you. It's not just about, like the scholar of the law was asking Jesus, about what you do. What you do, again, your actions will follow your beliefs. What you do on the outside flows from who you are on the inside. And if you have an intimate relationship with Jesus on the inside, you will speak with authority. You will choose the right thing. You will reach out and give mercy. That your identity needs to be a byproduct of the person who created you, and that is God. God created you. We should be a reflection of him. And if you want to grow in your identity to reflect God, and you want your identity to be a holy one and a Christian one, then you need to have, and I need to have, an intimate relationship with God. This day, fall on your knees and pray that you would have as intimate a relationship with God as Moses did, as intimate a relationship with God as David did, who wrote the Psalm, as St. Paul did, who wrote the second reading, as St. Luke did, as Christ Jesus is himself. Draw near to Jesus in the Eucharist, in the sacraments, in prayer, in the Bible. Draw near to Christ. Have an intimate relationship with your personal Savior. And you will bring mercy to this world. There is nothing ordinary about this time. Lean forward, lean in, and know that we are praying with you and for you.
This podcast is brought to you by your friends at lifeteen.com.